Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we'll be talking about conflict management and tips for fair fighting. When thinking about conflict, it's important to remember what it is not. Conflict is not a communication breakdown, something to avoid, a sign that people cannot get along or that a relationship has problems. It's not good or bad. While most view conflict as negative, it can actually help increase communication and understanding, trust and validation, invite new ideas and ways of looking at things, and bring issues to light. A few things that can escalate a conflict: sarcasm, minimizing someone else's feelings, putting it off and ignoring the issue, having bad timing, asking why questions, passing the buck or making it seem like it's someone else's fault, acting helpless, blaming the other person, labeling the other person, giving the silent treatment, pulling rank even when at home, changing the subject, saying things like, "I know what you're going to say," overgeneralization such as words like "never" or "always," or giving advice even when it's not asked for. With that in mind, here are a few tips to help you fight fair. Be polite. You want to maintain that respect. Take responsibility for your actions. Use I statements and active listening when you're actually confronting or talking to the person. You want to focus on one person and one issue at a time. Stay in the present. That means not bringing in things that happened in the past. You want to attack the issues and not people. Try to avoid ultimatums. Sometimes you need to just agree to disagree. Try agreeing on a stop and start time. Do not include others in your argument. You want to hear all sides before a decision is made. And again, take responsibility for what you say. Discussion does not obligate change, but choose your battles carefully and maybe suggest alternatives. While you may not both get exactly what you want, sometimes a compromise can be used. Using these tips can help you with a productive conflict where people feel better afterwards. A few things to avoid: that win no matter what attitude. If you've discovered that you're wrong during the conflict, please stop arguing. There's no point in continuing the conflict after the discovery. Many people might continue for pride, but this doesn't really help the situation. No movement towards a solution. If there's no clear answer and a compromise can't be made, it may be time to step back for a little while and come back to the issue later. Try to avoid utilizing alcohol or drugs before a conflict. They can just muddle the situation. Pick the right timing. If someone is too tired or hungry or ill, they're not able to really focus on what you're saying and what you mean by that. Try not to enlist the support of children. If there are children in the household, they should be kept out of the argument. Try not to be paranoid. Paranoia can actually lead towards an increase in that conflict. And once the conflict is over, let it go. Try not to hold on to grudges or resentment that might be brought up later. This was an overview of our conflict management class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.